You're listening live to Right Side Radio. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio with Amy Beth, Allison, and JP.
Welcome back to Right Side Radio. I'm Allison Sinclair with JP. We're back. Last hour. And then we're off to, what, Herkel-Dirkling for the next 5 days?
Thanksgiving is really the Herkel-Dirkle holiday. Sit around, eat food, watch football.
The tryptophan coma is real.
That is actually a conversation also about tryptophan. Because isn't there...
Do you not believe in tryptophan?
Well, I think there's been some doctors that have said that's incorrect. It's just the amount of food you eat, not the turkey and the chemicals in the turkey.
So are you saying turkey doesn't have more tryptophan, which is an essential amino acid?
It may, but I saw something recently about doctors. They did a study. It was like, it's not the turkey and what's in it. It's the amount of food you're eating that makes you so tired.
It's the sweet potato casserole.
It's the sweet potato casserole, the stuffing, the pumpkin pie, rolls. The turkey, the ham, the rolls.
You know what would be really good? She's in Mexico, though. If Abs made us some sourdough loaves, little rolls.
That was amazing, by the way.
Yeah. Just finished it off today.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm still working on it.
It is so good. Okay, I've got some hot flash news, if you'd like to do that, because you said you put together a new little ditty.
I did. I added one because we got a text about how the hot flash news doesn't really sound like a hot flash because there's no like heat aspect to it. So I did add an effect to the hot flash news.
Is it like a scream at the end?
No, it's just a subtle effect. But whenever you're ready, we can play it.
Let's do it.
Excuse me.
If you aren't watching, okay, there are flames shooting.
As she's playing the trumpet.
As she's playing, and then she's burping. And I love the crinkling sound.
The little fire.
Reminds me of Thanksgiving.
Firewood.
Yeah. If you've never seen this, please Google it. Please Google it. And the sweet listener that gave her the benefit of the doubt and said, I think she's trying to play the melody, not the tune. I don't know what the difference is.
Yeah. I don't know. I used to play the trumpet in middle school, but...
You and Kay could have done a mashup.
Hey, I was pretty good.
Maymaw and JP, I bet she would love you.
JP, come up in here. Let's play some trumpet.
Have some of my bourbon.
JP, you a high stepper. Come on up here.
You a high stepper. Let's look at what's in my purse. Do you remember that one?
No.
She got a purse out on the table.
We need to make you some pumpkin pie, JP.
JP, but you do love the pumpkin pie. All the things. Did you know Trump almost named his turkeys? Have you seen this?
I saw the clip today, yeah.
Oh, I was going to make you guess. He almost named them Chuck and Nancy.
Chuck and Nancy, yeah.
But he said, I would never pardon them. Never. What was it that KIV? Oh, Phil and Buster.
Phil and Buster,
that
yeah.
was pretty good.
That was funny.
That was funny. So, group was forced to drop its women's sports TikTok account after it upset British feminists. Wait, what is this? Sky? Sorry, I'm calling an audible on this one. Sky Group. What is Sky Group?
That is a European news outlet, Sky.
Sky Sports has scraped its new female-focused TikTok channel, Halo, after it faced a backlash online with its post described as patronizing and sexist because it's just for women?
Or maybe they're making a distinction between men and women.
Along those lines, the NFL's first transgender cheerleader says the Panthers terminated his job because he's trans. Of course, he didn't say he. He says because I'm trans.
Good.
Who in the world wants to see that? Not the guys, and I promise you the women don't either.
No. That's the part of it, like, you're forcing women. I don't think all the women cheerleaders would be okay with sharing all the spaces with men who think they're women.
But, okay, let's take that part of it out. Let's go back to the first transgender cheerleader. Do men really want to see a man dressed up as a girl?
Absolutely not. No.
And yeah. And that's really not appealing to women either. So I don't know who you're cheering for.
And there's a difference between male cheerleaders who do, you know, the stunts. You know, that's one thing. But it's the men cheerleader that are acting like women cheerleaders with the skirts and the you know, the dress, whatever. You know, the woman cheerleader attire. Yeah. It's not appealing.
Somebody's getting burned. Mm-hmm. Eventually.
But this is just the NFL virtue signaling. You know, they still have the end hate. And so Phil and I talked about this. Each NFL team is required to have like one of the five sayings in the back of their end zone. It's like end hate, choose love. There's several others on the same thread. But they won't back down from that because I think they're terrified if they tell teams they can't have transgender cheerleaders or they can take away the end racism, you know, slogans, that they're going to be hammered from the left. But it's just, yeah, I agree with you. It's gross. I don't think anybody wants to see it.
Italian man hides dead mom's body, dresses up as her for 3 years to collect pension.
What?
Let me click on it. Because all I did was read the headline.
Swipe right.
Swipe right. At least it was in Italy. A 56-year-old, year-old unidentified man who was unemployed. He identified, okay, he was unidentified because they didn't name his name, but for 3 years he identified as his mom, while his mother's mummified remains lay in a sleeping bag in the laundry room of the family home. Of course, he never reported his mother's death. She was 82. Her son meticulously impersonated each detail of his mother down to her makeup and continued to cash her pension. He was even able to renew her identity card at a government office on the outskirts of Mantua after her death.
Golly.
With his mother's pension and a property portfolio of three houses, the son was able to pocket $61,000 annually. What?
You said this was 3 years he did this?
Yes.
In Italy?
Yes.
So the Italian folks weren't able to tell that it was a man dressed as a woman that came in and was doing all this? Or was he just that good at the makeup and he looked that much like his mother?
Stay tuned. An eagle-eyed, I don't know how eagled eye you have to be. An eagle-eyed government employee finally picked up on his scheme after noticing his apparently masculine features, including his low voice and thick neck. The employee notified authorities who compared photos of him and her and realized he had been conning them.
The genius who saw the 5 o'clock shadow and the Adam's apple and the low voice that said, wait a second, you're not a woman, are you?
But I guess where he went wrong was not dressing up as his mother, but that she was dead.
Yeah, and having her body
in a sleeping bag in the laundry room, and did nobody smell it?
That's how could he bear it?
Do you think he killed her or you think she just died?
That's a question. Did he just take her out to have her? I don't know.
Sick people.
If you're sick enough to disguise yourself as your mother to get her pension after she's died, I guess it's not out of the question for you to actually kill her.
It's a movie. It's like The Shining. In good news, Greta Thunberg has been banned from Venice after pouring green dye into a canal to save the earth.
How does...
I don't know. Would you like me to click on it?
Swipe right.
Swipe right.
As it loads. Doo-doo-doo.
A whole heap of green dye into Venice's... Okay, it's really green. All right. It's St. Patty's Day in Savannah, and they dyed the whole thing green. Says nothing says like we're on a crusade to protect the environment like dumping a bunch of artificial coloring into a large body of water. But she got banned. Oh, a 48-hour ban. That's lame.
That is lame.
And given $172 in fines.
$172?
It was done by a group called Extinction Rebellion.
So was the dye just a form of protest? Or
mm-hmm.
So how is dumping dye into...
What are you achieving?
Yeah. Isn't that just harming the...
They say it's just like food grade. No big deal. But what a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, take it and give it to someone to reduce a carbon footprint. Instead, now you got to pay more money on top of that. And you're kicked out of Venice. And you probably flew all the way there. Stupid.
It is stupid. And I wonder who drove by the river and saw that it was green and said, oh, we got to save the earth.
You're right.
You are so right.
I was on the fence.
Yeah, now that you...
But now...
Now that you turned this river green, I'm on your side, yeah.
You're so smart, Greta. Did y'all see the ShamWow guy? Do you remember him?
ShamWow? Isn't he the like, towel?
Yeah. He's running for Congress in Texas.
I did not
and
see that.
And everybody... He's running as a Republican. Everybody needs to go follow him. What is his real name? Let me click. I'm choosing to swipe right.
Swipe right.
Still doesn't say his name.
Vince Offer.
Huh?
Vince Offer?
Offer Vince?
Let me.
Shlomi?
So that's Vince Shlomi. Sorry.
Vince,
it gave me the wrong guy.
Shlomi.
Vince Shlomi.
he has some of the funniest social media posts already. And I say he wins. But the ShamWow guy is going to be very exercised and expressive, and it's going to be a very interesting race in Texas.
What's funny is if you look it up, all the top stories, ShamWow guy files to run for Congress. ShamWow guy is running for Congress. ShamWow guy. So he's just the ShamWow guy.
Yeah, I hope he puts that on all his campaign material, because otherwise you're not... It better be how he
markets
registered
himself
on the ballot. Yeah.
The ShamWow guy.
And finally, because I know we got to go to a break... And this is good, although Don Bacon, the Republican House member, threatened to resign over this. Ukraine has agreed to Trump's peace deal with Russia.
Yeah, but Russia today rejected it.
Frickety frack, are you serious?
Yeah, so it's actually funny. I don't know if we have enough time to go into it all together, but you know, Trump proposed...
Wait. Let's do it after the break, because
okay.
I really thought this was going to happen. I guess Don can still get his payment from... the military-industrial complex and his whatever. I don't know why he was going to quit over peace, but he was.
Oh, Don Bacon?
Yeah, he was upset that there was a peace deal.
That's ridiculous.
Apparently there is no peace. All right, on the other side, you tell me what happened. We'll be right back.